Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Coaching Conversations. This is your life coach, Sean Schakowsky, and I'm here with the fabulous crew from the Westark Life Coaching Center. Do we have Moni Visco?
Yep, I'm here.
Hello, Moni. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, good. And we have August Shields today. Yay. How you doing, August?
Yay. Oh,
hi, August.
Good, I'm back.
Hi, August.
Good to be back.
Nice to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you.
Energy is back.
I've missed you guys.
Yeah. We missed you, too. How's everything going in Virginia?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Got to do a little bit of coaching on myself a couple of weeks ago. Went to my art supply store where I teach airbrush classes and have been for 2 years, and corporate decided no more classes for anybody. So it's kind of a jolt, and then I started, I had to immediately, okay, this is not good, this is not bad, this just is, let's move on. So we both know that to make room for new, you got to get rid of some old. So I'm looking at that as some old was removed for me. So now it's time to replace it with new and take another step closer to my ultimate dream of having my own TV show.
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Well, this goes with everything we're going to talk about today, too. So thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Good for you, August. Yes. Yay. Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about today's conversation, and then we can maybe see how you maybe you have a great example of how you, you know, work through some of your your thought process on some adversity. So I love to hear about that. Before we get going, I just wanted to let you know that you can find all of us at the website, which is wnylifecoaching.com, and you can reach us directly at 716-560-6552. And on our site, there's August, myself, and Moni's bios, and you can read a little bit about us, and it's a great way to connect with us, so reach out. We have lots of classes going on. I'm not going to bombard everybody today, but I welcome everyone to go online and take a peek if you're in the West New York West New York area. We have all types of meditation and life coaching classes, so take a peek. Love to connect with you. So we are going to talk about how to stop negative thinking, and I think this is a great conversation today, whether it's in a simple, we catch ourselves, or if we have a pattern of negative thinking. I think it can benefit just about everyone out there. I think if you ask, we've all kind of been somewhat in the cycle of negative thinking. And August, as you shared, you know, we could look at situations. We can either look at it negatively or positively. And
yes.
What I want to go with that is that negative thinking, negative patterns can have an impact on our lives, our health, and pretty much, you know, in our relationships in our life. So it's really crucial, I think, that we open this conversation, maybe give some ideas of how to overcome negative thinking or how to understand your thinking. And I know, Moni, you're pretty passionate, too. This is we do coaching locally, and you do enjoy talking about this, right?
Yes, definitely. I think, like, the whole basis of everything is for me, it's your thoughts. Like, I feel like your thoughts create your life.
Yes,
like the foundation for everything, for, you know, for what you're creating in your life, for how you feel, everything. It starts with the thought.
And it does. I do. Every project, I always, in my coaching, I'm like, if you're sitting on a chair, that chair didn't plop down from outer space. Someone once thought of, I'm going to create a chair.
exactly.
And then they took the steps, they blueprinted it and created it, and it actually starts with a thought. With that, there's positivity, there's creativity, there's ways of shifting your life with your thoughts. But also on the other side, which I think what we're going to talk about a little bit, especially if you're not in that creative mode, you know, if you're kind of in a cycle of negativity, how we can look at that, how we can pull ourselves out, because I love, you sent an article with Moni, and it says, you don't have to believe your thoughts sometimes, okay?
Yeah.
So we got to see if they're serving us. So I think it's really crucial that we kind of take a peek in that. I love that. You don't have to believe your thoughts. Very profound. What do you feel when you hear that?
That really is deep.
It is. And it's, you know, it's funny because I was listening to this this course from Eckhart Tolle, and he was describing, and Byron Katie is mentioned in the articles because that's kind of her biggest thing, the work, is questioning your thoughts. And she was working with a woman who was, I don't know what her medical ailment was, but she was really, really negative about her situation. And so when, Byron Katie was talking to her, and she's saying something like, well, you don't really have any, there's nothing really wrong. And she goes, what are you talking about? And she showed, pulled off her blanket, and her one leg is like, three times bigger than there's the other leg. And she goes, well, that's just because you think your leg should be the same size.
Oh, I love it. That's actually interesting.
Yeah, so it's just because you think they should be the same size and they're not, that's why you're upset. So if you didn't think they should be the same size, you wouldn't be upset about it. And so the woman would start laughing for the first time. I know that's like a pretty extreme situation, but it really...
it's freeing almost
freeing. Exactly.
It's very freeing. Very, very freeing. I love that. Great example. And I know you have a bunch of them because the other thing I want to throw out there while we get talking so that it sticks in our mind is you said too, when somebody's in the negative pattern or even I've been in there and I'm sometimes you get stuck in that cycle of just staying in that thinking pattern. And you said to me, let's just say you have this thought. Who would you be without that thought?
Yeah. That's Byron Katie. That's the word.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it? Okay. I know you shared it with me, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, that just, you're right. Like, and then there's a power of choice there, too. So, tools to, I do find sometimes people who have had long patterns of negative thinking, there is a comfort in that sometimes, So I guess I want to put out, even in coaching, if you have these patterns, it starts simply with shifting on a tiny level, shifting your thought just maybe on a slight thing to try to break patterns, really, break patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have the epiphany aha, my leg could be two different sizes. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, well, before we roll into diving into some of this, I just want to let you know, why is it important, to maybe take a look at your thinking patterns if you do have a negative outlook, bleak outlook, just some of the consequences or some of the areas you can improve by actually being mindful. It really is a mindfulness practice. A lot of times when you have negative thinking, it chips away at your confidence. And I believe that too. And it can affect sometimes when your confidence is down, then you're less likely to go forth. And, it kind of has a spiraling, succeeding, you're limiting yourself. So, if you can grasp some of these concepts, these coping skills and life skills, sometimes it does feed into well-being throughout your life, whether it's confidence and then, more letting your authenticity shine, I find sometimes with coaching with people. And then your interaction many times with people is more enjoyable and less stressful instead of thinking the negative all the time. But go ahead. They've showed studies have showed that, sometimes these rippling effects can go into your physical health. So something we can encourage you. It's just something to become aware of and how you can probably overall improve your health. Mm-hmm. Guys, so where would we want to start with this? we have what I just brought up and what we just brought up is they're going to give you some key steps into negative thinking and overcoming it. And the first one, as always, is to recognize your thought patterns.
Mm-hmm.
We just did. Yeah. We just said, hey, go ahead. Share.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking, recognize them. But the key is to believe that we really do believe our thoughts. And so if you try to, not argue, but maybe just bring up an alternative view to somebody who's really stuck in their thought, in their thoughts that aren't serving them, their negative thoughts, but they feel like they're right. My husband really does suck. He really did cheat on me. Or whatever. But it's like, yes, the facts are the facts, but what are you making it mean? And that's the thought. That's the meaning you're attaching to whatever is happening. Just like with August's example, the facts are the facts, but what's the meaning you attach to that incident? What happened? What, you know, so, but I think we attach the meaning, we have the thought, we attach the meaning, and then it becomes our truth, but it really isn't the truth. So,
right.
You can, that's where we have the control of it, and when you try to say it to someone, they're just, they're so believing their thoughts that they think that the thoughts are the facts or the truth, and they're not. And they just can't. That's the challenge.
You know what I
found? It.
Yeah, I. You know,
it is a challenge
obviously.
Because.
Go ahead, Douglas.
Go ahead.
No, no, please do. Did you
no,
have something
it,
to share?
We all like to be right, you know, and
yeah.
We all like to believe that whatever we think is right, and if it's right, then it must be true, and it's a really hard thing to overcome if you refuse to believe that maybe you're not right about everything, especially us guys. We like to be right about everything and prove ourselves right, and it can even lead into self-fulfilling prophecies to show how bad it can be. It, you know, it just spirals. And the thought that I had is if you start building a house with the idea that it's going to fail,
right.
You're going to build failure into it. It's going to become a house that's waiting to collapse. But you don't. Nobody builds a house like that. You go in thinking about how beautiful it's going to be, how nice it's going to be, how much room you're going to have, all the things that you want in that home. And that's how you build your house. And our life is a lot like that.
Mm-hmm.
If we expect the worst, expect disaster, and we expect bad things to happen, any little bad thing that happens, we blow it up in our minds so we can be right.
Mm-hmm.
And it just perpetuates, and it just keeps pulling us down and pulling us down and pulling us down.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And
how
do you say that? You sometimes create that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
No money.
No, I was just going to say, and you can attach the law of attraction to that. You're going to keep bringing that in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, those whatever it is that you're thinking. So.
And they even say, like, on the reverse, like, obsessing over things that you need to make you happy. Now that, you know, I need to be happy. That's a thought pattern.
Yeah.
So let me comment on that, and then I want to share with you some of the things that I do in my coaching practice to try to break that. Definitely, I do agree. If you go, there is something, if you're going in with any, you know, thought processes, like you said, with the house, they even say with the race, if you're going to start a race and I'm going to lose,
Yes.
We are looking at the outcome and focusing on these negative patterns of these outcomes, which in my, you know, mindfulness, we try to surrender to the outcome sometimes, which helps with thinking patterns. But yes, it can be a constant. What I have found is that the thinking sometimes in my practice, I'll see people that are so, I want to say in their heads, really, you know, the thinking. What I try to do is a lot of times when thinking continues, negative thinking, it leads into negative emotions. Or there's, you know, I try to, Money, we've done this like in some of our workshops, to really go in and give a feeling to the thinking. How does it feel? And look through your body. So it creates a space from the bit of the cycle of the thinking. And one way of actually indirectly observing the thoughts. That's how I work with it sometimes. You know, we don't want to, when we're thinking, and it's hard to break that cycle. So I try to say, hey, let's you know, give this thinking, some kind of shape or color. And I know this practice is used quite a bit, but it's really useful. Then we get into, whew, okay, let the energy flow out of the head, out of the thinking pattern, and then and creating space from it a little bit. That's how I work with it. But yes, which sometimes slows down because it can, you, like you said, it can create. You can, if you're in that pattern and you can't see possibility, you can't see, you're in this, I call it the funk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good word.
They do stay
and
here.
People stay in it.
They do. It's hard to get out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there is hope. I mean, there is ways of shifting. And again, first, we need to understand that we have these thinking processes. So think, recognize it. Ask yourselves, are these serving me? Are they not serving me? They say to, you know, again, when you're going in, let's say, building a house, August, you use that example, and you're saying it's not going to succeed. Well, how are you even allowing that to create or become? You don't know. You're focusing on something that is the what if. They talk about a lot of people hang on to the what ifs, which really is part of the negative thinking part, you know, pattern. What if? What if we don't know, and if it's not serving you, you know, surrender that. And I guess, you know, be in the moment. Definitely mindfulness does come into this. They is one of the key things in trying to help. And I think that's why mindfulness is skyrocketing. People are finally discovering, you know, there is a simplistic way to this naturally. Is to become fully conscious and step out of the thinking process, separating yourself from it. And like we said in the beginning, who would you be without that thought? You know, we don't tend to even go there. We get so caught up in autopilot in our thinking and correlation to outside ourselves. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, guys? Would we like to meditate?
No. I mean, I think that's like it is. Who would you be without the thought? But they just can't. They can't even imagine sometimes who they would be because they just think their thought is right. Again, like it's, and when you try to take them there, they can't, it's too uncomfortable because they would keep arguing that, yeah, but he did this. And when, you know, when August said, yeah, people want to be right. And it's like, okay, you want to be right or do you want to be happy? You know, because them being right is keeping them unhappy. I mean, so... Right. They just can't, you know, but there is, like, it is to just question, like, what you said to kind of describe, to me, it's describe the, you know, because the feelings, the emotions that we have are directly correlated with our thoughts. I mean, you derive your emotions from your thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you get your emotions. So if you're thinking something, you know, the same incident where two people are thinking differently about the same thing, you know, like, you know, somebody, I think in one of the workshops I did, I gave the example of, you know, say your husband sends you roses for your anniversary or whatever. And if you think the thought that, you know, oh my God, this was such a nice gesture and whatever, you're going to feel good about it. If you think, why would he waste that much money on flowers? I don't really like roses or whatever.
Right.
You're going to be upset about it. So it's like the same thing happened. It's just, what is your thought? And then whatever the thought is going to create whatever emotion that you feel about it. So how do you want to feel? That's really the question. How do you want to feel? And then, change your thought.
Yes.
Well, they say, and this goes back, because you said about the emotions and things, that sometimes negative thoughts often revolve around what's wrong in your life. Figure, you know, it is true. I don't think we sit around and, yeah, I mean, you know, there is, we can create, you know, if something is going right, you know, you can, I got to keep it. So, but your attention sometimes becomes fixated on, and they say, and this is verbatim from an article, so I want to definitely give kudos to the article, but your attention becomes fixated and exaggerated on so-called negative aspects of your life. So the truth is, if you're going to, I mean, I believe to soften that is they say sometimes is just to be present. You know, listen, maybe get in the neutral zone. You know, I think that's probably where, you know, with mindfulness, that's what that is sometimes. And go and try to be present for a bit. I find that helps, you know, to go from negative to positive, that's quite a shift. So if we're in the negative cycle, let's shift into neutral. Let's just be present. Let's listen to the birds chirping. Try to find, because when you're in a negative state, it is true that sometimes you can't find happiness. It's hard. And you can't see the beauty in the world. So we want to try to get back to that state. And then with that, we can start getting into where we want to shift our life, you know, because we can be creators and be authentic.
Yeah, and I think it, along with, because I'm a very analytical brain person, so like for me, it has to be like a, it has to make sense, but a lot of times when you say the mindfulness, you know, notice the present moment, I also ask myself when I'm getting carried away with whatever that is, you know, something that could be perceived as a negative incident, I just ask, am I okay right now? Like right at this very moment, is everything okay? And like 100% of the time, the answer has been yes. I mean, obviously, if you just, you know, got hit by a car or something, it's going to be a different answer for that. But 99% of the time, am I okay right now? And it's okay. I'm okay right now. I have, you know, I'm doing okay. I'm okay.
So yeah, I love it. You know what? I want to tell you, because I do think the concept of that is, it is mindfulness, but I want to share how it is.
Yeah.
And you're right, in an analytical way.
Yeah.
When we do mindfulness, and what I teach is self-awareness is number one. and the anchor of that is the breath. And anyone who's come to my classes, that's where I start, is the first breath. Let's just notice our breath. And people are like, the breath. But I'm like, the breath connects you. That's you. You. That's your centering point. And that's what you do analytically. You know, when all of this is going, if I'm not, you know, you are connecting back to you. And you can, in mindfulness practice, how you can do that as a practice, if you need to have an actual tool to help you do that, you know, is to create one breath to anchor you back, center yourself. And that's how you, that's how it relates. In an analytical way, but you're right. The self-check. Am I okay? When you breathe and you take your breath in, you realize that your breath is there always for you. You know, your life, voluntary and involuntary, it is there. You are unique. You are whole. You are important. We have to, and how we remind ourselves, whether it's the analytical, do the self-check acts, or you can actually take your breath and go there. Go back and connect. And I tell people, when people slow down for like 1 minute, most people can only, 1 minute's good. Sometimes the racing happens, but I'm like, okay,
it's a start.
You know,
take
one breath. That's how it all begins. You know, if you take this intention, and I tell you that it can be the key to that. You know, if you're in that racing pattern, stop. I'm okay. Am I okay? Reassure yourself. Mm-hmm. And you have to remember the two-legged foot sometimes. Let's take a bigger picture of it. Yeah. Great for sharing that. Awesome. I agree. Because I know it, Mommy, you have great left side brain ways of connecting with folks. So and I'm like more the right, and August is like the blend.
Right.
It's great. Okay, good chemistry here.
Yeah, because it's like my own tools that I have to use, which, you know, I am more resistant to the, and not that I don't do the breathing or the meditation, but it's like going really deep with the feeling or describing the feeling, but it's like, but if I can analyze why this is better for me to do this, I can do that.
Right.
Like, I can shift the thoughts very quickly like that.
Right,
so,
right.
It depends, you know, there's a lot of tools out there, and it's just whatever works best for each of us, because we're all different.
Yeah. They have this one tool, and I'm thinking of you, August, because you shared it, and I know you. So I know your outlook, but the one little thing it says to help is let little negatives go, and let positives will win, if you allow that space. Because I always say, when we fill our bodies up without it, there's no space. You don't have to fill it up with positivity. Just create space so it can flow in. But I know you have wonderful ways of looking at things, just as if you just told us in the beginning about your moment of adversity, that, you know, that's almost as a practice too. I think you've overcome the thinking, and you've actually set it in tone for your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think it wasn't, you know, your first impulse, your first reaction is to the thoughts that you've always used. And what I really love about what you said is, you know, if you're going down a road with negative thoughts, put it in neutral. That is so key, because you put it in neutral, because, you know, if you're going down a road 40 miles an hour and your brain's running overflowing and you slam it in reverse, it just doesn't work. Put it in neutral, coast to a stop, and then shift and start backing up. I just love the neutral thing, because it allows you, just like you said, it allows you to breathe, it allows you to clear your brain, It allows you to think about nothing for just a moment and say, okay, I'm in neutral. I'm not going to think about this right now. Take a deep breath. Take another one. And then think, okay, if I decided that this is neither good or bad, where am I going from here?
Yeah,
and
awesome.
It opens horizons to you. It really does. And it, mm-hmm. one of the things that I love about it, I was just perusing down the article when it first came, is stop negative thinking takes practice, just like anything else. And we think,
yep.
okay, mm-hmm. we've looked at this show, now I know how to stop it, and now it's going to stop. And then when
mm-hmm.
it doesn't, you think, okay, then they must have been wrong because I'm right, because I'm still having negative thoughts. It takes practice, just like riding a bike. You learn to ride the bike, and then you learn to go faster and faster and faster, and you get
mm-hmm.
better and better and better. And but I love, I think the key is when you're down that path, shift into neutral. Take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate what's around you. And I love what Moni said. Am I okay at this moment? Because this moment is what we really have. Am I okay at
it
this
is.
Moment? Yes, I
and
am.
It is.
I have a home to go to. I have people that love me. I have
mm-hmm.
everything I need, everything I want. Now it's time for a new direction. And I just love the neutral and am I okay now? Those are two so helpful things that we can easily use. If we can remember those two things, it'll help. And then start practicing.
Yeah. The key is the practicing, because it's the whole, you know, our brain has the neural pathways, and it goes, our brain will use the most often used pathways. So that's why people who are tend to maybe gravitate towards having anxiety or negative thoughts will continue to do that, because the brain automatically goes there. But you can, you know, our brain has neuroplasticity, so we can retrain the brain. So start,
right.
you know, going to the other pathway. And the more you do it, the brain will naturally start going there, and it won't be that hard. Like, it might be a challenge initially. You have to be conscious of it and make a big effort. And after that, it will just come naturally, because the brain will just go to that pathway.
Yeah.
So
I want to add one more thing, too, to all of this, too, because I think we touched on that something, but I got another thing I want to throw out there, because I've seen it
yeah.
in my practice, and I do think with the negative patterns, and I know, I think this is kind of one of the ingredients that sometimes keeps negative patterns sticking. But let's put it on a positive spin. What they're saying, how you can overcome negative thinking is, you know, to let your mind be free, loosen the strict rules. Sometimes we put narrow rules, or we put belief systems. Okay,
mm-hmm,
and
yes.
and I can give a few examples. College, you know, having to come out of college, I've seen this, and having to get like a career right after, and you know, or you know, I don't feel comfortable having. I have to have this amount of money in my bank account. A lot of times, these strict ways of thinking, it can not be of service to us. So just another suggestion is sometimes ask yourself, who made these rules up?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Okay. Who made those rules? And, you know, it goes into society norm, too. You know, I have to have this 100 grade. And then loosen up a little bit, live a little, they say. I know it's hard, but I want to throw it out there that sometimes our beliefs on certain things are made by us. Okay, ask
mm-hmm.
why, you know, really,
mm-hmm.
is it serving you? Is it keeping you in a negative process? Can we loosen up a little bit? Can we enjoy? Can we let, when you do that, sometimes you allow positivity, and it does shift, and it does feel good, and creates better energy flow. I'm big on energy.
That's great.
But anything
I was just going to say, Vishen Lakhiani, he's the owner of this Mind Valley, it's a personal growth company. It's gotten really huge, but he calls them rules. He says they're basically bullshit rules that we make up. And he calls them rules.
I love it.
I love that.
You're rid of the rules. Yeah, you know, so...
That one was
awesome.
I love that.
Oh, that's great. Well, keep that in mind. And yeah, we're out of time, guys. But I think this is a huge, I know I got some response on Facebook, so I know a lot, and mindfulness is all over the place, and stress. So I know this is a great topic. But there are ways of, and you know, when what I encourage people when you start a practice and when you start enjoying life, you know, a little bit more, mm-hmm. a little bit more well-being. So reach out if you need coaches to help or if you want to continue the conversation. We are here at WNYLifeCoaching.com. 716-560-6552. Guys, thank you, August. Awesome that you're on air.
Thank
Many
you.
Thanks for being thank you. Back.
Wonderful
we'll talk
show.
Soon. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Power from within.
Everyone
bye-bye.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.